Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. So glad. Debbie and I are so glad, friend, that you have chosen to join with us through this time, this day, as we look into the Word of God and as we seek to bring glory to God, as we want and desire to be a blessing to God's people. How wonderful it is to meet around the Word of God. Thank God for the Bible. Aren't you glad to have a Bible? Well, that excites me right there, does it not? Look, I've got my Bible open to the book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, chapter 10. And I'm going to be sharing the message that God has stirred my heart with, and I hope it stirs your heart. After all, this radio program is called Inspirational Truths. And I'll tell you what, friend, if the Word of God doesn't inspire us, if the things of God doesn't inspire us, if we name the name of Christ, well, there's a problem, don't you agree? Hey, I hope this finds you well. I mean that. A lot of issues in our life at this time, is there not? A lot of tragedies, lots of death, lots of issues, lots of questions. But can I tell you, can I remind you, Jesus is still alive and well. God's still on the throne. He's not abdicated. His Word is still truth. It's coming to pass. He's proven that it will come to pass in all that has happened in the past. Listen, friend, God's children have got it made. Now, that doesn't mean we won't suffer, that we won't see some difficult days. I mean to tell you, there's a lot of people that are being martyred around the world for the name of Christ and for the cause of Christ. But look, we're not going to be here forever. Jesus is coming soon. And I don't know about you, I'm looking for Him. Well, Deb's got a song queued up, tuned up, and ready to go. It goes along with this Christmas season that we're in and the message that God has laid on my heart. The title of it is, Who is This King? One of the most beautiful songs Debbie's done. She's got some really good Christmas songs, and I know you'll be blessed by it. I'll be back in just a moment or two in the book of John, chapter 10, for the message. Enjoy!
In the town that's called Bethlehem, so many years ago, there was a king that was born. He was born in a stable, but most did not realize what had taken place. This king had come down to enter the human race.
They just could not recognize
save them from their sin. He will be the one who will take His children home. Who is this King?
Well, isn't that beautiful, friend? Thank God. I'll tell you, do you know Him? Do you know Him as your Savior? It's not enough to know about the King. It's not enough to think that you know about Christmas and what it's all about. Oh, it's good. It's really good to know that we celebrate Christmas, friend, because we're celebrating the birth of God's only begotten Son, Mary's virgin born. That's good. That's necessary. But all you need to know Him. God just doesn't want to be known about. He wants to be known. He wants to be known personally. He wants to be known intimately. He wants to be known, friend, by me and you. And all the only way we can know God the Father is knowing God the Son. I'm glad you've tuned in. I'm thankful for the Word of God. Thankful for the Spirit of God. Thankful for the plan of God. And the fact that I've got a place in it because of who and what He is. In the book of John, chapter 10. I want to read a couple of verses. I'd like to read, about half the chapter, but I don't have time. But John said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not in by the door into the sheepfold." Let me get it again. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Now I'm going to jump down and read verses 7 and 8. "Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me or preceded me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." Verse 9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and shall find pasture." I want to talk to you today for just a little while about this thought. How the Messiah came. How the Messiah came. And I want to emphasize now, look if you will, at verses 1 and 2. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Verse 2, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Now, my, what a strange thing to say. Jesus said, listen now, that he entered in by the door, but also he said, "I am the door." So let's look at that and consider this. Consider it just for a little bit. How Jesus came. How the Messiah came. Let me say it this way. He came through the door, and the door that He came through was the door of prophecy. Look, the Word of God, the Old Testament, friend, is all about Jesus. I mean to tell you, it points to the coming Messiah, to the promised seed, to the promised Son, to the Yeshua HaMashiach. I mean to tell you, friend, it points to the Lamb of God that come to take away the sin of the world. And what a great truth that is. What a great book this is. And look, friend, it's put together in such a way that only one man could fulfill what was prophesied of Him. Before I get too far in this message, I am told that there are over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament of the first coming of Jesus Christ. And may I tell you, sir, ma'am, that every one of those prophecies about Jesus the Messiah was fulfilled, that was relating to His first coming. Now look, two things. I don't have sense enough to get all of them, and I don't, number two, have time to get all of them today, but we're going to look at some of them very briefly, very quickly, if we may, and it's some, if you will, some of not just the regular ones that we normally look at this time when we're getting ready to celebrate the birth of our Lord and of our Savior. Now look, chapter 10 of the book of John follows chapter 9. And in chapter 9, Jesus proved Himself in a remarkable way at the healing of the man born blind, the only record of a man born blind we have in the Word of God. And Jesus, friend, contending with the Pharisees of that day, those religious elitists who thought they knew more about anybody else, Jesus, listen, friend, in chapter 10 just sets forth the truth about Him, about them. He said they're hirelings. They don't care for the sheep. They care for their own self. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, all that preceded me, listen now, all that came before me or prior to my coming, they were thieves and robbers. Now look, He's not talking about somebody trying to get in the sheepfold to get into God's family or to get into God's flock, if you will. He's not talking about somebody that's wanting to be a sheep climbing in over the wall. He's talking about how they came in to try to lead the sheep, to take the sheep, to deceive the sheep, to devour the sheep. No, listen, friend. Jesus said, all that preceded me, all that came before me are thieves and robbers. And oh, can you imagine how this got the dander up in the heart and the spirit and the mind of the Pharisees who had just asked, are we blind? Oh, I'll tell you, friend, listen, Jesus always welcomed someone who was seeking Him for salvation or help or hope or healing. He accepted them with tenderness and love. But I want you to know, friend, when He dealt with the religious hypocrites and their hypocrisy of that day, I'll tell you, He called them vipers. I mean to tell you, friend, listen, He got right down into their stuff. But all Jesus said, now listen, I'm the door through which men can come in. I'm the door through which, listen, you can go in and out and find pastor. I'm the way, in other words, Jesus was saying in one of these great I am statements that we find here in the book of John chapter 10. But how did the Messiah come? How did He get here? Well, one of the greatest verses there is in the Word of God is none other than Galatians chapter 4. And I'm going to get verses 4 and 5. He said, but Paul did about Jesus, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, and the purpose behind that was to redeem them which were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. Now listen, friend. Jesus came as the Word of God said He would come. He did what the Word of God said He would do. Hey, listen, friend, and I want you to know He came with me and you in mind. Oh, He pleased the Father. He always did those things that pleased the Father. It says that it was written in the volume of the book for Him to do God's will. I know all of those things. But oh, if we're a sinner, and we all are sinners, we need to be saved by grace. And the only way that we can be saved by grace is for God to send us a Savior. And God did that, I'm glad to say, in giving us His only begotten Son. But oh, how did the Messiah come? How did the Messiah come? What is the door that Jesus walked through? What is the door that He came into the sheepfold through? Hey, I want to tell you what it is again. I've already told you, but it's the prophecy that we find in the Word of God. Now look, I don't know about you, but when I find something in the New Testament that was spoken of in the Old Testament, I mean to tell you, it excites the life out of me. I mean, it encourages me. It strengthens my faith. It just does something down in my heart. and in my spirit that I can't really explain. But isn't that the way the Word of God is? Jesus, listen, or Matthew spoke about Jesus in the gospel that bears His name. And as we enter in, now as we enter in the New Testament, in the book of Matthew and chapter 1, verse 1, we find a Jew by the name of Matthew, a converted Levite, a converted tax collector, if you will, announcing the King. Hallelujah. Hey, he's a Jew speaking to his people, the Jew, about the King that was to come, about the one that would be their Messiah, their promised one, their anointed one. And listen to how, thank God, how the New Testament reaches back across those 400 years of silence between Matthew and Malachi, or Malachi is the way we like to refer to Malachi down at our church. Malachi. Listen to how profound that this is, and yet how utterly simple it is. Listen to how logical it is. He said in Matthew 1 and 1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ. Now watch this. He goes backwards. The son of David and the son of Abraham. Oh, I want to say glory. Hallelujah right there. You say, why, preacher? Well, listen. Matthew bridges the gap. Matthew bridges the gap. A friend from the old to the new. With just a few words. When he reached back and said, listen, this story that I'm about to tell is about Jesus, who is the son of David, who is of the royal lineage of David, that one that God promised unto David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, that he would never lack for a man to sit upon his throne. And not only that, not only did Matthew connect him with the right family royal, how about he connected him with the right family nationally? He said, not only is he the son of David, but he is the son of Abraham. Thank God, thank God, thank God. And God told Abraham, listen, Abram, if you'll just leave Ur the Chaldees, if you'll just believe my word, and that's all you and I need to believe is God's word. He said, listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make you a great nation. And at that time, he was childless. He had no natural lineage. He said, I'll bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee, listen to this phrase, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Well, how can that be, preacher? Well, he answers it in Genesis 22. Thank God, Abraham at this time had willingly gotten ready to offer Isaac up on Mount Moriah to God. He told him this in verse 17 and 18. He said, in blessing I will bless thee, and I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is by is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of thine enemies. And watch this. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. I'm here to tell you, friend, that Jesus, hallelujah, came through the door of prophecy. I'm the promised seed of Abraham. I'm the promised seed of David. Thank God we've got him in the royal line. We've got him in the national line. And Jesus said, I'm the door, because I came through the door. Not only that, friend, listen. He was born of a virgin. Hey, how do you know, preacher? Well, I'll tell you how I know. The Word of God says so. Amen. Hey, I found out something studying just the other day about Matthew. Do you know in the book of Matthew, friend, beginning at verse 16 of chapter 1, down through verse 25, The Word of God refers no less, listen to this, no less than 7 times to the virgin birth of Jesus. And I don't know about you, but that makes me want to shout all across this place. You say, why is that important? And I'll come back, friend, to Matthew in just a minute. But after Adam and Eve had sinned in the garden, after that God had pronounced curses upon them, listen to what He said in chapter 3, verse 15. He said to Adam and to Eve, I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Or to, He was talking to the serpent too. He said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed, and watch this, her seed. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, I want you to know the Word of God tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 7, if I'm remembering correctly, that the Lord is going to do something mighty. He said the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call His name Emmanuel. Well, could you guess, sir or ma'am, what Matthew chapter 1 is about? 700 years before the prophecy of Isaiah. 4,000 years before, and the prophecy of God in the book of Genesis about a virgin having a son, and we find in Matthew chapter 1 that that's exactly what happened. And thank God, a virgin by the name of Mary, who was espoused to Joseph before, by the words of her own testimony, before they came together. Hallelujah. She was found with child. Oh, I'm here to tell you how that Jesus came through the door. Thank God, thank God, thank God. We didn't need another man to be born and die. We needed something more than a man. We needed a perfect man, a sinless man. And you know what God did in light of that? He sent His Son to us, His only begotten Son, His sinless Son, His tried Son, His proven Son. Oh, a virgin-born Son of Mary, and that had no blood of humanity flowing through His veins, but had the very blood of God Almighty coursing through Him. I wonder what kind of blood type that He had. I imagine it would be a P and P. You see what I mean? P and P. It had to be perfectly pure. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, this man who knew no sin, who had no sin, who did no sin, thank God he was born of a virgin. Do you know what Jeremiah said? Jeremiah said, and I can't remember the chapter and verse right now, but it's beautiful. I wish I would have looked it up. Did you know what Jeremiah says about the prophecy? It's about the prophecy of the virgin birth of Jesus. I believe it says that there it is in chapter 31 and 23. He said, for the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. Get ready to shout right here, friend. A woman shall compass a man. Thank God, thank God, thank God for His Son. Hey, John said, Jesus said, I am the door. But He said, wait just a minute. He said, I entered in by the door. And you say, what was that door, preacher? Well, that was a door that no hireling could come through. No thief or robber could come through. No man, friend, and listen, unless he was the man Jesus Christ. And truly, Jesus came through that door. He said, I am the door, because I entered in by the door. Thank God. He fulfilled prophecy. Now it looks like I'll get a maybe look at this again next week. But let me close today by asking you, have you entered in by that store, by that door? Had Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Oh, sir, ma'am, if you die today, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? Is your name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is your sin under the blood? If not, this season is about gift giving. I realize that, but I want you to know God gave us His greatest gift in the giving of His Son. And you know what He'll do to you? He'll gift you with eternal life. He'll grace you. That's what the word grace means, charis. From the Greek, it means a gift. He'll gift you with Himself. He'll gift you with the free pardon and forgiveness of sin. He'll gift you with a new birth, a birth from above. He'll gift you with making you a new creature. Come to Him, call on Him, bow before Him and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, I believe Jesus died at Calvary. And when He died there, I believe that He died for me. Oh, I want to serve Him and I ask you to save me. And you know what God will do? He'll save you today. Go to Him, call on Him, ask Him and see if He won't let you in the door until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.